Reintroducing a Hoosier muralist on this moment of Indiana history. Canvases by African-American painter Henry O. Tanner hang in the White House and the National Gallery of Art. Less familiar, however, is the name of Tanner's protege, once known as the Dean of Negro Artists. Indiana native William Edward Scott graduated in 1903 from Manual High School in Indianapolis to pursue his studies at the Art Institute of Chicago. An art prize facilitated Scott's travel to France, where he met the expatriate Tanner, who had settled there to avoid the racially tensed reception of his work back home. In addition to Tanner's mentoring, while in France, Scott undertook training at two prestigious academies and had his paintings accepted into the Paris Salon and the Royal Academy in London. Scott's rigorous academic training, his bent for storytelling, and the dignity with which he rendered black subjects earned him a key role during the era of public art commissions. Completing 20 murals in Chicago and Indianapolis schools in 1915 alone, Scott designed friezes for numerous black businesses and institutions, including the headquarters of Chicago's black newspaper. Scott's depiction of a significant scene in African-American history was installed in the Recorder of Deeds building in Washington, D.C. in 1942. The mural Frederick Douglass, appealing to President Lincoln, still decorates the federal landmark. Scott's atmospheric portrait of Tanner's home in France hangs in the Indianapolis Museum of Art. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.